Hello there, this is Solokman.
Now, I've had this Femon on before, and it's crazy how the double standards are in the media, actually in society in general. This Femon was a teacher, and she had sex with a 15-year-old student, and it was a male, of course, and when they were investigating, she threatened the student if he said anything, you know? But when you read the stories in the paper, it's completely different than if it was a man. You know how they degrade the man and call him names and everything? But when it's a Femon, it's just like Sam Farian. And this Femon wasn't a desperate Femon. She was married with 3 kids, and she was a teacher. And surprisingly, the husband stayed with her in court. But I guess he must have heard some things in court that even he had to accept. And at the end of the day, he did an interview and said I guess he didn't know his wife at all. But you see, that's the thing. Femons create this persona, and it's all fake. And it's to hide their real self. But this Femon eventually was found guilty and was sentenced to 6 years, 2 months. But I believe she's out now. That was in 2021. She's not allowed to teach the rest of her life. But even when she was found guilty, she announced her innocence. You see, Femons can never admit or take responsibility for what they have done, even if the proof is overwhelming. And it was. But they certainly do portray them in the media a lot differently than they do a man. And yet the crime that they committed is exactly the same. Anyway, I believe this picture is when she was on parole and she was a security guard for some company. But I'll put a link to the news item down below. But it's the way the media almost portrays them as some form of a celebrity, when she actually just betrayed the trust and took advantage of her situation. So guys, don't believe the persona that the Femon presents to you, and she will tailor it to what you like. That's generally not the real her. Because if she presented you with who she really was, you'd probably run like hell. You stay awake and aware, and watch. Honesty isn't a Femon's best policy. Deceiving and scamming is their best. Probably the reason why her husband went to court with her, because he didn't believe it. Can you imagine how he felt sitting there every day, listening to all the evidence? And at the end of it, his wife still denied it. You take it easy now, fellas. Remember, though, stay awake.